finish by talking about the Sneem Festival, which kicks off next week. And I'm delighted to welcome Florian Scheiben on the line with us. And Florian is going to give us the rundown on what sounds like a fabulous event. Good afternoon, Florian.
Hi, Deirdre. Thank you for having me on.
Lovely to talk to you. Are you on a speakerphone by any chance?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Okay, sorry. Bit of an echo on the line, but not to worry. Florian, I was looking through your lineup of events for the Sneem Festival this year, and my God, talk about something for everyone. Like, just some of the events that are happening, and I was trying to pick one to zone in on. Crab fishing for kids, yoga, a tennis speed competition, line dancing, whiskey tasting. It's pretty incredible. You must have put a hell of a lot of work into it.
Yeah, and it's a mixture of a whole range of community groups that we're doing it with, like inclusive Sneem, Sneem Storyhouse, Sneem Walking Club, Sneem Men's Shed, the GA, the Resource Centre, the Community Centre, the Gymnastic Centre, the Parish News, the Beekeepers. There's a huge range of people and a load of people who are just volunteering too.
Yeah, so you just want to kind of have something that will bring everybody in. And of course, it's so important for a place like Sneem not to just expect the crowds to come during the summer. You've got to lay on something to entertain them, don't you?
Yeah, and like Sneem is a special place. Someone said to me before, it's the only place where the two squares are triangles. but it's a beautiful place. It's the best place in the world when it's sunny, and it looks like it's going to be sunny and it's going to be a load of cracks. So we'd encourage everyone to come to Sneem for the festival.
Tell me about this talk, because the one item on the agenda really caught my eye, and it's a talk entitled When Men's Hair Got Longer and Women's Skirts Got Shorter. What is that about?
So that's one of a series of cultural, historical and literature focused events in the Church of Transfiguration, which we call the Little Church, run with the Sneem Storyhouse and also with Una in the bookshop. So if you don't mind, there's like, that's one of, so in the church we also have on Saturday a talk on William Spotswood Green, first inspector of fisheries, by Kevin Flannery, a Burt Bacharach tribute concert, a talk on the Civil War with Dr. Owen O'Shea and Dr. Mary McAuliffe, and a cello and synth tribute concert. And in the Sneem bookshop, you have local poet Pamela Murray signing her book New Soil, Dr. Deirdre Brady, who's launching her book on literary coteries and Irish Women's Writer Club, and Dr. Owen O'Shea is signing his new book on the Civil War called No Middle Path. But that particular talk, which is run with Sneem Storyhouse, is led by Dr. Joe Kearney, who's an award-winning documentary maker, a writer and a broadcaster, and PJ Cunningham, who is an auditor, author, editor and journalist. And they'll take us through their two books, which is When There Was Light and From the Candy Store to the Galaxy Moor, which in their own way sort of document the speed of change which occurred in Ireland during the 50s and 60s after centuries of stagnation. But when I have a particular focus on the rural electrification scheme, which brought electricity to people's homes, catalyzing a whole range of changes for society, including a move from dancing at the crossroads, which happened on our crossroads too, to ballrooms and dance halls, which were built right across the country as show bands copying the latest phases from the US and the UK, filled the air with a booming sound of loud modern music thanks to the amplification allowed through the availability of electricity. And I'm actually calling you from one of those spaces myself, because I'm calling you from the Sneem Digital Hub, which is a co-working space with super-fast internet and excellent facilities, which is in an old dance hall, and which is available for those who might be interested in a work holiday before, during or after the festival.
Yeah, and how many of you did it take to get this festival together? I don't know if you were listening before the break, Florian, but we were chatting to Anne O'Neill and Rebecca Wall from the Annam Festival in Tralee, and they were saying it was literally just five of them that sat down last January around a table and came up with an idea. But I'd imagine you probably have a bigger committee than that in Sneem for this event.
Yeah, I'd say there's around 10 or 12 of us, and then we have a load of different volunteers and people from different community groups running different things. Like, for example, there's the whole gin tasting, whiskey tasting, There's three people who are running that, Michelle, Dave and Dave, and they've done a great job in setting up tasting events, including tapas in the Bridge Cafe, whiskey tasting in Dan Murphy's, loft cider tasting in D'O'Shea's, and gin tasting in Riney's Gin Garden. But that's just three people from the community that run those events. And then you have different ones run from the Sneem GAA or the beekeepers and the local trade and craft people. It's very much the whole village doing different events.
Mm-hmm. And how long is the Sneem Festival going?
It'll be 10 years. Sneem Summer Festival will be 10 years now. Before that, we had the Family Festival and the Welcome Home and the Lamb and Wool Festival. There's been over 50 years of festivals in Sneem in the modern times.
Okay. And is it hard to get finance for it, or are the local business people good at coming up with sponsorship?
I would say funding is a huge challenge for us every year. This year we've been very lucky in that we're running a headline act on Friday, The Rising in the Marquee, and that's in association with Sullivan's Brewing Company. But we also rely on countless volunteers and contributors for community fundraisers and then business sponsorship and advertising, and thankfully generous funding from the Kerry County Council, Port Ireland and the Department of Community and Rural Development through various programmes. But we'll also run a number of fundraisers, including during the festival, for example, the Family Fusion Barbecue and the tennis ball race.
Yeah, so that keeps a good pot of money for the following year.
Yeah, well, I'd say a lot of us would be going blue in the face from selling raffle tickets, and also people the amount of times we have to contact people to get raffle prizes. But the businesses and people are so generous, even for the cake sale, which was a couple of weeks ago, the amount of people that baked for us just to help fund the festival is amazing.
Yeah.
And you forget sometimes that it is a community effort and there's no paid workers, and they're all people who live here, and we're doing this for people who live here and the visitors who are more than welcome to come. We're looking for visitors and everyone is working for free, organising the festival over countless meetings and putting in hours, doing fundraisers, setting up, putting up signs, setting up the stage and managing the various events. It would be nice. Like, I think there is a return on the investment from for every euro that's put into the festival. So, and since everyone is doing it for free, it would be nice to have a more stable funding that we wouldn't have to spend so much time chasing it up all the time, because it is good for business too, and it's good for the people here.
Yeah, of course. And you know what? Every town and village in Kerry really needs a festival, a summer festival, to just try and bring people in during the summer and get people together and foster a bit of community spirit. So just remind us before we let you go, I know the festival website is sneemfestivals.ie, but when does it all kick off, Florian?
It starts off on Wednesday with the crab fishing event, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Headline act of The Rising on the Friday, but there's a load of different events for kids, for families, for all ages.
Brilliant. Well, look, there really is a fantastic lineup of events, and we didn't even get to talk about the owl display or the sheep shearing before we ran out of time.
I was just going to say, the owl display is run by the first zoo license holder in Sneem, and that'll be a barn owl and a European eagle owl, but it's a range of nature-themed events, including the moon and
fantastic
fish and fire school and nature craft.
Yeah, it's something really different, isn't it? Listen, Florian, we've got to let you go because we're out of time, but well done on putting together a really diverse programme of events. And literally, I know it's a cliche, but there is something for everybody on this programme. And it was lovely to talk to you as well in lovely Sneem. And that's Florian Scheiben there from the Sneem Summer Festival, kicking off on the 17th.